Does the end result of the performance take the chill off you a wee bit after that?
No, the game does. I really enjoyed that, I'll be honest. I thought they were excellent. Credit to Darren and Stephen. I spoke earlier, I've knew Darren for a while. He's one of my closest friends, and I know how good a coach he is, and he will be a top manager. That's just my opinion, but you can come back to me whenever he does it and say you were right, because I'm pretty sure on that one. Well-drilled team, really good players, and we had three 16-year-olds on the pitch in a wee mixture. I thought the three boys were excellent. Great goal for Taylor, great movement, like you wouldn't think at that age how he moves his man one way then goes across, and it's a great finish. Sam Young, like, playing middle of a back three, which that was normally the job for people like me that had no legs and you needed cover on the side, but we were comfy with Sam in there because he can pick a pass both ways, and obviously it gives you the balance on each side of Brini, and the Diags worked in the first half for Brini getting it out because they press you. They play just like the first team, and they're a good side, so we wanted that, and I thought we played pretty well in the game as well. We had good possession, we had good chances, and then Wee Toddy, great experience for him playing in that role, which is really tough, because when you come up against on FIFA, CDM, or the buzzwords are number six, McAlealy into that role, you know what I mean, the deep line midfielder, and he's the best about at that age, that boy, for Celtic. I've seen him a few times, and he would take the ball 2 yards off his goal line and turn and play out the other side. He's so assured, and I spoke to Darren a lot about him, and it took Andrew a wee while to get used to that. Like, it's something different that we've asked, but look, I'll be honest, I've asked senior players and players that have been internationals to do jobs like that, and they've struggled, so that's nothing for Andrew to be worried about, because after maybe 15-20 minutes he got the hang of it, and a lot of credit to him for the start of the second half as well, because I think when we did get the press going, a lot of it was down to Andrew, and the wee things that you need to learn, and it's stopping being able to play either side, or making them go back, or stopping the game at times. Like, it's no something we encourage, but when you get to a level in the first team, you need to do these wee things. But no, he didn't need to do that tonight, because his positioning was really good, and he had worked really hard, and it's a hard shift. But for Taylor, Sam, and Andrew, I'm delighted, and for Greg as well, because the work they do. And remember, bearing in mind, when I first came in, I was delighted we had our academy back, and it was our academy, and no Fife Elite, and whatever, it's Dunfermline Athletic Academy, and we'll spend time. They've got loads and loads to go, loads of work to do, but they're going the right direction. You've seen that tonight. They played against a really good Celtic team there, and no disrespect to any other B team, but I don't think MD could have done and came and played the way they did tonight, and that's credit to Celtic and Darren, because they've got the best players at that age group. They're so well drilled, and they were excellent. But nah, I just enjoyed the game. Like, it's not, you don't normally see me like this. I'm normally a moody B, but I enjoyed coaching it. I enjoyed trying to work it out, because I'll be honest, I've been on the back of trying to work it out when it's our first team and the music comes on through the speaker 6 times and you're 6-0 down, so that's not a great feeling. You're thinking, we're going to press now, so it was good to have a wee go, and we were trying things. You could see the difference in where the strikers were pressing, what we were doing. We were going man for man at the back, which we were quite comfortable to do in terms of the three centre-backs we had. They've all got pace, so there were no worry about that. We got minutes into people. Josh got a wee cameo, Whitey got a wee cameo, they didn't need much. Matty Todd again, excellent. In terms of, that boy could just run all day, he wants to play all the time. Joe Chalmers the same, Hammy, everybody wants to play. Benedictus, no happy, he's no playing, which I love. Max getting in and getting a game. It was a good night, I think, for us. And you know what, it's momentum as well, because Saturday we were all disappointed, and then I wake up on Sunday, watch the game and feel terrible because we actually played well. And when you watch that back, we played really well. We created some really good chances. 2 uncharacteristic mistakes for Josh, and I came out like a madman at the end, wanting to go daft, when really you look at it and we're good in the game. And people will maybe disagree with that, but when you watch that game back with a clear head, it's probably the most chances we've created at home. So there were positives to take for Saturday, that we moved into the night and you get back to winning ways. and it's a cup. Two of the players in there have won it. Joe and Benedictus have won this cup, and I asked them, did you enjoy winning it? They loved it. So I've never won this cup, I've never won any cup. So we go to Arbroath on the 10th of December and we'll go up and we'll have a go at them. So no, it was a good night. I actually enjoyed it. I wish we could have maybe went to penalties, but I quite liked it. I tried to ask Daz, but they had to get home, and if we could have played another half hour, because it was a good game to watch. And I'm sure the fans will say that as well when they watched it, because they got to see the kids playing, they got to see a wee bit of different stuff, and I think for the football club it was a really good night.